This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A lot of big box retailers have had a rough go of it lately. Best Buy, Sears, and Kmart, for example, have closed hundreds of stores in the past few years. Competition from online retailers, plus a changing suburban landscape, have made it harder for them to do business. Just closing down the stores, though, brings some unanticipated consequences. From WYSO in Southwest Ohio, Lewis Wallace has the story of what happened when one Target store tried to close.
It's a dreary Saturday morning, and protesters stream into the Target parking lot in Trotwood, Ohio. But they're not marching or chaining themselves to the doors. These protesters are rolling out those red Target carts and buying stuff.
Well, I'm here to get a crock pot.
Toothpaste and soap, an energy drink.
Bleach and underwear and a lot of stuff. I wish they would stay.
This shop-in was organized by residents here in Trotwood. It's a last-ditch effort to show Target they have buying power. But Target's not changing its plans to close 8 stores around the country, including the one here.
It was like, what? Target? It was devastating.
That's Trotwood Mayor Joyce Cameron. One of the biggest problems she faces is population loss, 10% in the last decade. The poverty rate here has shot up too. And now big boxes are bleeding out of this middle-class suburb, taking jobs and property taxes with them.
We had Sears, Penney's, Lazarus, Walmart, Kmart. We've slowly, one by one, watched them leave.
Bruce Cattell is on the Trotwood City Council.
There's a shift going on, and we're part of that shift. Unfortunately, we have to live with it, but we don't want to live with it.
As to what exactly that shift is, well, it depends who you ask. Target wouldn't give an interview, but it issued a statement saying closures are generally due to a store's weak long-term financial performance. Sardar Dermasholo is a retail expert at the University of Dayton. He says Target's still opening more stores than it's closing, reorganizing but not reducing its big footprint.
Brick-and-mortar stores, in other words, physical stores, are not going to go away. There's movement from one suburb to the other.
But what's going on in Trotwood is more about a trend towards boarded-up big-box stores. There's even a name for them, ghost boxes. Sarah Schindler is a law professor at the University of Maine. She says ghost boxes are expensive to demolish, and it's hard to turn these buildings into something else.
I think a lot of communities are coming around to the realization that this sort of big box, single-use commercial district wasn't necessarily the best idea.
Mike Lucking, the Trotwood city manager, agrees. He says if towns are going to bring in big boxes, they need to think ahead about what happens when the companies move out.
Other than just to shutter the doors and get out of town, there really needs to be a better exit strategy.
Lucking remembers when Trotwood was the shiny new shopping destination outside Dayton.
Things really do go full circle.
Without Target and all the other big boxes that closed, Trotwood won't be much of a destination at all. Getting out of his car at the shop-in, Doyle Copeland says it'll be a 20-minute drive to the next discount retailer.
It's the last thing we got. We need this Target.
8 Target stores across the country are set to close May 3rd. In Trotwood, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.